With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. According to News Nation, the now 900-acre Kenneth Fire in California is being called a case of arson. Reportedly, the suspect was detained by local citizens, and the area is now the scene of an arson investigation. Meanwhile, multiple wildfires in California carving a path of destruction through Los Angeles. Over 1,000 firefighters are battling the Palisades and Eaton fires, which combined have burned over 30,000 acres and left at least 7 people dead. Across Southern California, over 10,000 structures have been damaged or destroyed. President Biden announced the federal government will cover 100% of the cost associated with the disaster for the next 6 months. Hurricane victims in North Carolina are not getting the same support. The Senate votes to advance the Laken Riley Act for a final vote. Bob Agnew reports.
The vote clears a way for a short burst of robust debate and then a final vote on the bill. It's named after the University of Georgia nursing student murdered on campus last February by an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. The first of what incoming President Trump has promised will be big steps to reverse the impact of illegal immigration under the Biden administration. The bill is also the first item to be voted on by the new GOP-controlled Senate. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, at a Trump transition dinner, President Trump talked about his conversation with Barack Obama at President Jimmy Carter's funeral in Washington, D.C.
He did look very friendly, I must say.
I thought you guys hated each other.
I didn't realize it. How friendly it looked. I saw it on your wonderful network just a little while ago before I came in, and I said, boy, they look like two people that like each other. And we probably do. We have little different philosophies, right? But we probably do.
It's President Trump speaking. This is SRN News. Well, preparations are now underway for the March for Life.
It is set to take place on Friday, January 24th, here in Washington, D.C., and will be the third edition of the annual event since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Organizers say the march is more important than ever, as the fight over abortion has moved to the states and is being fought out in courts all across the country. Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates are expected to gather on the National Mall and walk from there up to Capitol Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio's Republican governor signs legislation that boosts the rights of parents to know if their child is living as the opposite sex at school. It also requires parents to be notified if the teacher is going to present lessons involving sexuality or gender. And parents can also opt their kids out of those lessons under the new law, which has been named the Parents' Bill of Rights. This is SRN News. The NBA is the latest sports league to make a schedule change due to the deadly L.A. wildfires. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The NBA postponed the Lakers' home game against the Hornets on Thursday, with several massive wildfires burning across the greater Los Angeles area. It's the second straight day a game scheduled to be played in downtown Los Angeles has been postponed. The NHL's Kings were scheduled to host the Flames on Wednesday. The date for the rescheduled games will be announced at a later time. Three major fires were burning in areas of the vast L.A. Metroplex following 2 days of extraordinary winds. At least 70,000 people are under evacuation orders. More than 1,000 structures have been destroyed. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Tentative deals been reached to avoid a strike that would have shut down major East Coast and Gulf Coast ports next week. Port terminal operators and longshoremen's unions reached a deal Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com.